Hello, everybody. Welcome to your practice. I mean, I love all of our sessions, but this one is a juicy one. Might be a bit longer, as you can already tell. But lots of visuals and lots of wisdom messengers, nuggets, little gifts incoming. I'll leave it at that. Leave you on the edge of your nidra nest. Let's get started. Set up your space. And today, do so like it's a little spa day or it's a vacation for yourself. Grab all your props, all your cozies, and take your time to just let yourself relax. Allow the body to grow heavy. All those little fidgets, adjustments, really tune into what's needed today. And in your own time, start to slowly, sweetly sink into the support beneath you. And try not to resist gravity in any way. Just letting go. Let yourself be supported by my voice. Feel my vibe. Feel it right now. And let yourself be supported by the earth below you. And then start to listen to the sounds that are all around you. The soundscape of your world. And this moment, right here, right now. Often there are all sorts of sounds, maybe rhythmic buzzing sounds of equipment, a refrigerator, a hum of traffic, maybe other types of sound that are more random. Sometimes they might be jarring or surprising. But for now, just try to observe the sounds. Scan around with your hearing, just noticing everything that's out there. And moving sound to sound, you can rest on a particular sound, just observing its qualities and properties, and then move on to another, just like that, sound to sound, spending some time with each one. Observing, feeling, and hearing. Now, notice the sounds that are close to you. Any sounds within the room? And then sounds of the body. Usually we can hear the breath the most clearly, but maybe there are some other sounds in the body that you can pick up on. And don't try to strain to pick up anything in particular. Just notice what's there. What may or may not be apparent. Now focus back on the sound of your breath. And see if you can hear, sense the heartbeat. Maybe you feel the heartbeat in the chest, maybe other pulsations in the body. And within the heartbeat. See if you can hear for the whisper of your heart, vow, your Sankalpa. Your Sankalpa is the intention or affirmation you set for yourself in a yoga nidra practice. Something you would like to manifest in your life. So listen for, hear this heart's desire now. The sound, the resonance, the vibration, the vibe of your heart's desire. And then repeat it 3 times mentally with full awareness and the faith, the conviction that it is manifesting in its own way, in its own time. We move on now. We dive a little deeper into the rotation of consciousness in the body. Body remains still and the mind travels through it. As I name each body part, just let your awareness travel to that part. Sometimes it can help to visualize the body part or mentally repeat the name of it after me. Whatever comes up for you, just observe and experience. Try not to try too hard. Try not to concentrate. And if you lose your place, kind of hover off, just join in again whenever you're able, whenever you're meant to. Yes. We'll begin today's journey, our travel, at the right hand thumb. So just bring your awareness, whatever that means today, to the right hand thumb. Second finger, third finger, fourth finger, right fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the entire right hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, back of the knee, shin, right calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, ball of the foot, arch of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, all of the right toes, and the whole of the right foot, the whole right leg, the entire right side of the body, whole right side. Now bring your awareness to the left hand thumb. Left second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand, the entire left hand, wrist crease, lower arm, elbow joint, left upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh muscle, knee, back of the knee, shin, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of your left foot, ball of the foot, arch of the foot, through top of left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left fifth toe. All of the left toes, the entire left foot, and the whole left leg. The entire left side of the body. Whole left side. Now shift your awareness to the back line of the body, starting with the back of the head, the skull, the back of the neck, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, upper back, middle back, waist, lower back, tip of the spine, the whole of the spinal column, bottom to top, and top to bottom, the right buttock, left buttock, back of right leg and right heel, back of left leg and heel. Now the front of the body, starting with the crown of the head, flowing down into forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eyelid and eyelashes, left eyelid and lashes, right eye, left eye, right eye socket, left eye socket, to right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, bridge of the nose, to the tip of the nose, the entire nose, upper lip, lower lip, teeth, gums, tongue, the whole mouth, jawbone, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the hollow space between collarbones, right chest and right lung, left chest, left lung, heart center, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen. Now you'll work with the opposite sides of the body. Bring awareness to the right toes, the left toes, all 10 toes together. Right sole of the foot, left sole of foot, both soles as one. Right ankle, left ankle, both ankles together. Right lower leg, left lower leg, the lower legs together. Right knee, left knee, both knees together. Right upper leg, left upper leg, sensing both upper legs together. Right hip, left hip, both hip points as one. Right side of the back, left side of the back, the whole back together. right side waist, left side waist, the whole waist, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, the whole chest, the right hand thumb and fingers, left hand thumb and fingers, all of the fingers of both hands together, the right hand, left hand, both hands and fingers together, right arm, left arm, both arms together, right shoulder, left shoulder, both shoulders together, right side of the neck, left side of the neck, the whole neck, right side of the face, left side of the face, the whole face, the neck, the face, back of the head, top of the head, the whole head together, whole head together. Awareness of the brain, the spinal cord, the digestive organs, respiratory organs, reproductive organs. Awareness of the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, both arms together, the whole right side of the body, the whole left side of the body, the whole back of body, the whole front of body. Awareness of the whole body together. Your whole body together. Your body in wholeness, complete awareness of your whole body together. Now become aware of breath. Check to see if you are awake or asleep or in between. And keep a light awareness at the attention on your breath. Just feel and watch the natural rhythm of your breath. The body is very still, but there is still this movement of the natural breath. Notice how the breath moves the body. Feel the rise and the expansion of the inhale and the gentle depression of the exhale. As you inhale, the the body gently expands. And as you exhale, it relaxes. Feel with every inhalation you are taking in goodness, energy, vitality, soothing, restoration. With every inhale, you are calling in, bringing in energy, healing, all good things. And with every exhalation, you are releasing tensions, worries, frustrations, toxins, jealousy, anger, guilt, shame. Releasing through the exhale whatever you don't need, whatever you don't want. With every in-breath, bring in new energy, healing, vitality. With every exhalation, release what no longer serves you. And continue with this cleansing, purifying breath. And add a count to it like this. Inhaling 27. Exhaling 27. Inhaling 26. Exhaling 26. And so on. Continue to count the breath backwards from 27 to 0. Full awareness of breathing and counting. Should the mind begin to wander, or you drift off, maybe you lose the count, simply start again at 27 or the last number you remember, starting over as many times as you need. Just focus lightly on counting and breathing. Breathing and counting. Thank you. reconnect to my voice. When you feel ready, you can let go of the counting. Notice if you're asleep or awake or somewhere in between. And notice that your breath is smooth and relaxed. Now draw your next breath and all that awareness up, in, and back to the space behind closed eyes, also known as Chittakosha, the mind space. And just rest your awareness here. And in this space, see before you a stream or a river, flowing water. You can hear the sound of this flowing water. The scent in the air is fresh, and the flow of the water is like music to your ears. You watch this water, watch the water flowing, and sometimes objects appear upon the water and continue to float down and away from you. Maybe leaves from the trees, maybe ducks, baby ducks swimming upon the river. Maybe there are fish flowing with the current. Just observe and watch the water. Now let go of the imagery of the water. Come back to your mind space and notice the darkness behind your closed eyes. And then notice whatever thoughts, images, scenes, colors, patterns, lights, maybe ideas, any phenomena that might appear here. And as if you're watching that stream or that river, watch your own mind space in that very same way. Just observing thoughts, the images and the ideas flowing, not attaching to anyone, but letting them flow naturally through your mind. Observing and watching in a calm, relaxed manner, just as you would on a riverbank, observing the water's flow. Now, see before you a tall, tall, almost mystical tower. A tower reaching high towards the sky. Maybe it looks like a fairy tale tower or a gothic medieval one. Its tall stone shape stretching towards the heavens. And you are standing in front of it. In front of it, the door. You open the heavy door to the tower, and you see a large spiral staircase inside leading to the top. You take a breath, and you make your way up the steps of the tall stone tower. The tower is naturally lit by small windows along its way that let in the sunlight. And occasionally you stop in front of the windows to catch your breath and observe the scenery outside. Maybe your scenery is a countryside. Maybe it's a city. But as you make your way further and further up, You see more and more of the landscape below you. The individual objects grow tinier and tinier, but you see more and more as you climb higher and higher. Finally, you make your way all the way to the top of the spiraled staircase, and the stairs open to a room surrounded by windows. The sunlight illuminates the whole open space, and you go to the large windows to take in the landscape. You are so high up. The clouds drift by you, you're so high, creating shadows within the room as they pass by. You take some time to admire the landscape, some time to be a part of the skies. And then you notice a wooden table in the center of this room. And on the table appear to be various pieces of a puzzle. Intuitively, without any thought at all, you begin to put the pieces of this puzzle together. You don't know what its purpose is, you don't know what the image is. You just compile pieces, look for matching colors, shapes, and fit them together. You continue to effortlessly, curiously assemble pieces of the puzzle. And the picture is becoming clear. You are almost sure what this image will be. And you're now down to the last few pieces of the puzzle. Grab it, that last piece, click it, place it in, feel the satisfaction there, and then step back to admire your creation. Notice what image you see. And if this picture has any sort of meaning or message for you. And if you don't see it yet or you're not sure of its meaning, that's okay. The answer might be revealed later. Or you could even ask now, what do I see? What does this image mean to me? And as you are standing back, simply appreciating your puzzle, this image, this message, you notice under one sturdy wooden leg of the table, a piece of paper sticking out. You go towards it, easily slide out this piece of thin paper. You unfold it twice and read. Look under the table. You giggle to yourself, curious. Get down on your hands and knees, crawl under the table, and lay down on your back like you would as a little child. Under the table, your own little table fort, you look up and etched, carved under this table, you see the words of your Sankalpa, your heart vow. You smile. You allow yourself to be held, grateful for this adventure, grateful for your heart. Repeat your Sankalpa now, under your table fort, with your completed puzzle at the top of the spiral staircase, sky tower. Three more times. Now slowly let go of the image, the puzzle, the clouds creating shadows as they pass by, the windows, the staircase, the tower, and find yourself all of a sudden back in your space, back in your room, back in your body. Become aware of this whole body. Feel the connection of the back of the body and the supports beneath you. Feel that natural breath moving in the body once again. Deepen the breath and slowly, if you feel ready, open your eyes. Look around you. Just take in the sights, the colors, the shapes. And as you are ready, you can start to move the body gradually, coming back into this external world. And take a moment here to thank yourself. Thank yourself for your journey, your practice today, your commitment to you. Taking time out in a sometimes busy, full world to reconnect with you, to reconnect to your heart. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I see your worth. I see your light. I see your potential. I thank you for being right here, right now, just as you are. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.